Hi, I'm Jeff Neal. Right now I'm sitting in a studio in the shade of a grove of tall casuarina trees on the campus of our broadcasters training college on the warm and sunny friendly Caribbean island of Barbados. This is a unique radio broadcasting course covering most of the things you will need to know to be a radio broadcaster. Radio broadcasting is an integral part of our lives today. At the simple flick of a switch, we can bring performances of some of the world's top entertainers right into our own homes, automobiles, offices, or for that matter, anywhere we may choose to listen to them. It's difficult to imagine that less than 100 years ago, radio did not exist anywhere in this world. We have certainly come a long way since December 12, 1901, when after innumerable difficulties had been encountered and overcome, the first radio signals, the famous S signals of the Morse code, were received in Newfoundland from Marconi Station in Cornwall, England, enabling the young inventor to prove that radio waves could pass without hindrance from the old world to the new, and most importantly, that they could be bent around the spherical shape of the Earth. Well, since 1901, the art of radio communication advanced by leaps and bounds. There were many scientists and inventors who contributed to this rapid advance. But perhaps the most far-reaching invention of all was that made by Sir Ambrose Fleming in 1904, the radio valve. This, one of the most remarkable of man's inventions, was destined to eventually make possible the transmission of high-quality speech and music, and thus lead to the broadcasting of news and entertainment, which began in England in 1920, and is now an almost essential part of ordinary civilized life. Through a closely linked, vast and complicated radio communications network, radio stations are now able to broadcast news and entertainment around the world, 24 hours a day, from Hong Kong to Hawaii, from Alaska to Australia. Radio broadcasting today encompasses the whole world and beyond. That's right, even making it possible for scientists here on Earth to communicate easily and effectively with those courageous individuals involved in the space program, as they conduct tremendously challenging and valuable technological and scientific work in outer space. Now, needless to say, with a background such as that, it is clear that anyone who chooses the interesting and exciting field of radio broadcasting as a career has chosen an honorable occupation indeed. Radio broadcasting is more than just a job. It is a true vocation, an incredible medium through which the broadcaster is able to provide entertainment and information to thousands of people who quickly become friends every day. There are few, if any, more rewarding and thoroughly enjoyable careers than that of a radio broadcaster. And anyone who takes this course has chosen for themselves one of the most sensible ways to begin.